FEMA says it has enough money on hand to deal with the aftermath of hurricanes Helene and Milton, but it needs an infusion of cash to fund long-term recovery efforts and future storms. President Biden is calling on Congress to come back to Washington for a special session to address disaster relief. Joining us live on our line to Washington, ABC News national correspondent Stephen Portnoy. Stephen, good morning. Speaker of the House, though, says, nope, why not?
Well, he says it's premature. He is promising that Congress will deliver on a request for aid. But since that request from the White House has not formally been made, there's no number in terms of what the actual need is beyond the Small Business Administration's disaster relief program for small businesses. FEMA has not yet come to Congress to say, here's the exact amount of money that we're asking for. For that reason, Speaker Johnson says it's not necessary to pull members of Congress off the campaign trail to come back to Washington. The calls, however, are coming from Democrats, and not just Democrats. There's also the Republican Congresswoman Anna Paulina Luna, who represents Sarasota and some of the affected areas hit by Milton the other day. She is urging Speaker Johnson to bring lawmakers back to town. It doesn't look like he's going to do it, though, because he says that first the White House has to make a request. Again, the immediate need, according to the president, who did call for Congress to return, has to do with the Small Business Administration, not FEMA and its disaster relief programs.
Stephen, former President Trump is on the campaign trail in Colorado and Nevada today. Former President Obama campaigning for Vice President Harris. He had a particular message for black men.
This was really interesting. The former president appeared before a small group of Harris volunteers and staff in Pittsburgh before he gave a rally speech. And what he said was, these were his words. He says he wants to say something more pronounced, quote, with the brothers. He says, when you have a choice that is this clear, when on the one hand you have somebody who grew up like you, knows you, went to college with you, understands the struggles and pain and joy that comes from those experiences, who's had to work harder, do more, overcome, and achieves the second highest office in the land, and is putting forward concrete proposals, he says essentially that African-American men owe it to Kamala Harris and to black women generally to stand up for her. He says he fears that they're thinking about sitting this race out, and he said he questioned whether it's because they are ready for a woman president. So that's Barack Obama's message to black men in Pittsburgh yesterday.
Stephen, thank you. That's ABC News national correspondent Stephen Portnoy on our line to Washington.